Shaylee Peters joining you for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. We're visiting now with Keith Burns, co-owner with Green Cover Seeds, and talking this week about cover crops after wheat.
Yeah, thanks, Shaylee. Thanks for having me on the program. We have a lot of interest in doing cover crops after wheat. It's probably the most popular time to do a cover crop because you can do a very diverse cover crop and there's a long time for it to grow. So there's just tremendous potential out there for grazing. When we're planting in July and even into the first part of August, we can do a really nice combination of warm season things like sorghums and millets and cowpeas and mung beans and buckwheat. But we can also put in cool season things like the radishes and turnips and winter peas and lentils. And sometimes we'll even do some oats or barley if we want the grazing a little bit later on. So there's just almost unlimited possibilities that we can do this time of year. And we can really tailor make a mix. You know, customers can make a mix that really specifically meets the forage demands of when they want to graze it. So if they're looking for grazing in September and October, we can do a mix like that. If they need the grazing more in November, December, January, there's some good options of things you can plant to graze that time of year as well.
All right. Thanks, Keith. Again, this week's Graze Nebraska update brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension.